Question number two tonight. You know, I skipped one there. First question tonight should have been, what about water baptism? Turn to Matthew 28. It'll be the second question tonight. Matthew 28. I hope everybody's getting something out of having these questions answered. We're just doing it as briefly as we know how to do it and still give you a Bible answer. We're not trying to give you all the references and all the teaching, just trying to give you a scriptural answer and enough references so that you can, on your own, research it and know what the truth is. Now, what about water baptism? You say, well, preacher, this is a Baptist church. Yeah, I know that. And Baptist church is the only church in the world that make a big deal out of baptism. If you were a Lutheran, or a Methodist, or Catholic, Episcopalian, you got to get baptized in water to get sins washed away. If you were a Church of Christ, that's a Campbellite, a follower of Alexander Campbell, they believe in a thing called baptismal regeneration. That is, they think you get born again in the water. All those churches, all those denominations have a sacred place for baptism. They think you get your sins washed away in water, which is just nonsense. You can get baptized in South Siwash Creek, you know every minister by his first name, and die and go to hell. Baptism never had anything to do with getting saved. Now, there's a couple of verses that people misuse to teach that. For example, take your Bible and turn to Mark 16:16. Now, this is the favorite verse of a Campbellite. Like them two colored fellows talking one time, and one of them said, asked the other if he was a Christian. He said, oh, yeah. He said, I joined the Lord's army. He said, yeah. I said, well, you been going to church, man? He said, oh, I joined the Church of Christ. He said, good night, man. He said, you didn't join the Lord's army. You joined the Lord's Navy. Where am I at? Mark 16:16, right? All right, Mark 16. Now, one of the verses used by people who teach baptism is essential to salvation is this verse. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And so they say that that verse says you've got to believe and be baptized in order to be saved, which is not what it says. Let's read it. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Is that a true statement? If you believe and are baptized, will you be saved? Sure you will. Look at the rest of the verse. But he that believeth not shall be damned. What's the key in the verse? Baptism or believing? Believing. See? Now, all you need is a sixth grade education to get that. So you got to have somebody to mess with your mind to make you not understand that verse. Anybody that read that verse that did not have a prejudice before he read it understands. Listen, if you believe and you get saved, and then you get baptized after it, you're still saved, aren't you? So a man who believes and is baptized, of course he's saved. What damns him? Not believing. See? So why is that? Because salvation is by faith and by believing. Now, so they use that verse, and they use Acts 2:38 to teach water baptism is essential. Of course, now, and we could belabor that for quite a long time, then there's a group that teaches that you don't need to get baptized at all. That baptism is not for this dispensation. And they're as wrong and as messed up as the Campbellite. The Campbellite's saying you get saved by water, and he refers you to 1 Peter chapter 3 over there, because in 1 Peter 3:8 it says, whereby 8 souls were saved by water. And so they say, see, water saves. Of course, the reference is the flood. And the 8 people that got saved by water were lifted up above the raft in a boat. Mark it down. Every single human being that got his foot in the water died. The only people that were saved by water was 8 people who never got in it. Amen. So, but the Campbellites teach water baptism is essential to salvation. Then the hyper-dispensationalists, Stan, Baker, O'Hare, and all that bunch, teach that baptism is not for today. Their verse to go to hell on is 1 Corinthians 1:17. Take your Bible and turn over there and read that. 1 Corinthians 1:17. Now, I don't know if you know what a hyper-dispensationalist is, what we call the dry cleaners, because they spend all their time trying to convince Baptists that they sinned against God by getting baptized. Their proof text is 1 Corinthians 1:17, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel." And so they say, see, Paul said he wasn't sent to baptize, he was sent to preach. Well, I could say that. God called me to preach, not to baptize. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean that baptism is wrong and that I should never baptize anybody, but it's not the mainstay of my ministry. The main thing I'm supposed to do is preach the gospel. Now, what's so difficult about that? But those guys, you wouldn't believe the books they've written, the pamphlets they've written, the radio time they've burned up, trying to convince Baptists that they sinned against God by getting baptized in water. Now look at Matthew 28:19, where Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel, baptize them, teach them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you." Now, you have a clear commandment from Jesus Christ to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Now, the hyper-dispensation is going to say that's to the Jew, that's a tribulation passage, etc., etc., etc. Yeah, but the commandment was for then. He was talking to his disciples right there in front of him. Not in the tribulation, not 2,000 years down the road, right then. He said, "Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded." Now, Jesus Christ was baptized in water. The Apostle Paul was baptized in water. You have a commandment from Jesus Christ to baptize with water. Paul baptized other people with water. And so all he's saying in 1 Corinthians 1:17 is, that's not the main thing. The truth is, when you get saved, you get baptized whether you like it or not. 1 Corinthians 12:13 said, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body." I had a black fellow one time say, "Preacher, you believe in water baptism saves?" And I knew what he was getting at. I said, "Yeah, I believe that." Now, he knew I was a Baptist. He said, "Sure enough." I said, "Yeah." I said, "I believe baptism saves. I believe if you're not baptized, you're lost without Christ, still in your sins, and on your way to hell." "Sure enough." I said, "Yeah, 1 Corinthians 12:13. "No, no, Acts 2:38. I said, "I don't believe that." He meant water baptism. I don't believe you have to be baptized in water to get home to glory. I think if you're baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ, you're a child of the King, and you're on your way to the city. Amen. Now, I think you ought to get baptized in obedience and submission, as a testimony, as a witness to the world. But if you got saved and never got baptized, it would not keep you out of glory. Amen.